proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, presenting you another radio Bible program. The latter portion of Acts chapter 8 contained a detailed description about how to lead a Jew to Jesus Christ. In other words, how God worked to add to the church daily such as should be saved. The two major characters in this section of Scripture are a deacon named Philip and an otherwise unnamed eunuch from Ethiopia. The Ethiopian eunuch was reading from a scroll which contained a passage. The passage came from the 53rd chapter of the Old Testament book of Isaiah and read like this, quote, "He was led as a sheep to the slaughter, and like a lamb dumb before his shearer, so opened he not his mouth. In his humiliation his judgment was taken away. And who shall declare his generation? For his life is taken from the earth." Unquote. Isaiah 53, perhaps more than any other section of Scripture, Isaiah 53 described the suffering and the death of God's servant, or Israel's Messiah. In Isaiah 53, the prophet wrote that, quote, "He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities," unquote. God's servant would become, quote, "an offering for sin," and would, quote, "bear the sin of many and made intercession for the transgressors," unquote. Before the Christian era, Jewish scholars believed that this passage related to the Messiah. Only after Jesus Christ came did Jews say that it referred not to Messiah, but to the Jewish people. But then you have a problem of interpretation, particularly with the personal pronouns. The he and the him in these verses could not be the we. You have two separate entities, and one of them clearly represents the Jewish people. All we like sheep have gone astray. No wonder the Ethiopian eunuch was confused and needed spiritual guidance. Philip asked the eunuch if he understood what he read. The eunuch replied that he couldn't understand unless someone explained it to him, and he invited Philip to do so. The 53rd chapter of Isaiah does not constitute one of the Old Testament passages read during the normal yearly cycle of synagogue services. Why then did Jewish rabbis exclude that passage from their worship services? One 17th century Jewish historian, a man named Raphael Levi, offered a reason for such an omission. He believed that Jewish sages thought that excluding Isaiah 53 in their readings during the synagogue services, that including such a passage would produce confusion amongst the synagogue worshippers and would lead to disputes. Therefore, they omitted Isaiah 53 from the normal weekly synagogue readings. The Ethiopian eunuch had a question. Who did these words apply to? Was the prophet Isaiah writing about himself? Or was he writing about someone else? Contemporary Jews still ask that particular question. Some arguing that the servant in Isaiah refers to the Jewish people, and that Jewish suffering is therefore a beneficial thing because it results in atonement for the sins of the world. When the Ethiopian eunuch asked Philip this question, whom the passage refers to, Philip provided a radically different answer than a Jew today would have provided. Instead of getting into a theological discussion, Acts chapter 8 recorded that Philip, quote, "preached unto him Jesus," unquote. In our next session, we'll look at the nature of that response. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible program.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.